Last weapon I want to talk about is the weapon of praise. Amen. Now, we talked about faith. God has given us his faith. In Mark chapter 11, he said, have God's faith. Use God's faith. Amen. Use the faith of God. And the scripture says that every man, all of us, has been dealt the measure. I'm talking about that very same faith that God used to create the universe. You got that very same measure. You ain't just got human faith. You know, we all use faith every day. Everybody, when you came in here, you just plopped down in that chair. You didn't shake it. You didn't turn it up, make sure the screw was tight. Now, you had faith. You just sat down. Boom. That's faith. Amen? Why? You were assured that it was going to hold you. Amen? That's what faith is, assurance. Amen? Faith is assurance that God will do what he said he's going to do. Amen? Number two, we talked about speaking. Faith is not silent. Call those things that be not as though they were. Number three, praise. Now, I'm going to talk about Abraham. Romans chapter 4, verse 19. It's talking about Abraham. Now, it says, and being not weak in faith, talking about Abraham, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. Abraham was 100, and Sarah was how old? 90. Amen. And they're talking about they're going to have a baby. Now he wasn't doing what he did for Mary now. No, they had to do it the fleshly way. Which is still spiritual, but I'm just saying that's what they had to do, amen. But the Bible says, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. His body was dead, y'all. It was dead, amen. I'm trying not to run out, amen. Y'all help me. Y'all pray for me now, because, boy, I got jokes. Woo, woo, man. Bishop even called me in the office, dude. No. Woo. His body was not dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. Now, verse 20 said, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Here you go, giving glory to God. What did he do? Gave glory to God. Lord, I see what's in front of me. I see the situation. But right now, I choose to praise you. Father, I praise you. Let me tell you something. Praise will shift a situation. I'm talking about in about 2.5 minutes, that situation will shift. Praise is powerful. I mean, it's powerful. You can't stay mad and sit there and pray to God. Now, when you upset, you don't want to praise him. Amen. But don't be moved by your feelings, y'all. Come on, huh? Don't be. I told you, your feelings will lie to you. They will change just like that. Then I give you that example. I come up to AJ and I give him $100. He gonna be happy, boy. But I read a hand back, whoa, right across the face. What's gonna happen? Them feelings gonna change so fast. I mean, that's my that nose gonna flare out like that right there. Yeah, that's when you know you're mad. When that nose. You is mad, not our man. You is mad. He be big mad, amen. But he gave glory to God. He gave you try the next time the devil messing with you on your job, kids, husband, wife, whatever. Try it. Body hurting, need money. They about to cut your lights off, get your feet. Try it. I ain't telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I have done. I'm telling you. Pressure can have you in a bear hug. I mean, that pressure bearing down on you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I give you glory. Lord, I thank you. You supply all my needs. Well, I'm telling you, man, that deep down in the very riverbed in your spirit, I'm telling you, a praise will erupt. You used to sing that song, I got a river of life flowing out of me. I'm telling you, that river will begin to flow out of you. That praise will begin to flow out of you, and it will change the situation. It will shift it. I'm talking about just change it. Watch this. Chronicles 20, verse 22. I think it's 1 Chronicles. Now, listen to what the scripture says. I'm going to read it. You don't have to turn there. It says, this is out of the New Living Translation. It says, at the very moment they begin to sing and give praise. What? No, no. Now, they was in a war. It said, at that very moment, they begin to sing and give God praise. The Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting among themselves. They were defeated. What did they do? They praised God. They praised him. They worshiped him. They began to give him glory. Hallelujah. At that very moment, you begin to praise and sing praise unto God, God will cause that bill to be paid. At the very moment you begin to praise and sing God, God is working in your situation. You got to understand, we got angelic help. They working. They moving. They strategizing. They doing what God says. But we have to give the decree. We have to give the command. And they'll work on our behalf. Mighty angels. I'm talking about mighty before the Lord. You know the Bible says that one angel with one swipe of his sword killed 180,000. Was it 180,000? Yeah, 185,000. Just one swipe of his sword. Angels are strong. The Bible says they are mighty. They're strong and powerful. And look, they work for us. They're our servants, amen? But we got to give the decree. We got to give the command. We got to call that thing to be not, though it is, amen? We got to do it, amen? So at the very moment, they begin to sing. They begin to give glory to God. They begin to praise him. And the Lord calls the enemies of God, their enemies. They begin to fight against each other. Did they have to lift the sword? No. They killed them on themselves. Amen. In that situation I was in, I didn't have to retaliate. I mean, God changed. I didn't lose no sleep. I didn't sweat. I didn't have to do nothing underhand. God changed the situation for me. Amen. I'm telling you, we have spiritual weapons, but a lot of times we have been trying to attack things in the flesh. But this day going forward, hallelujah, this day going forward, we're going to attack this thing spiritually, amen? Any and everything in your life that you need to change, you use your faith. God, he gave you his faith, amen? You use your faith, and you begin to speak the word of God, and you begin to praise him for changing that situation in your life. Amen? Come on, stand to your feet. Amen.